Hey guys, it's Adam Ray from the About Last Night podcast. Before today's hilarious episode, I had a quick question for you. Do you like to read?
Yes.
Well, I've got some I need to share with you. Have you heard of Audible.com? Yeah, fucking course you have, because Audible.com is the leading provider of premium digital spoken audio information and entertainment on the internet. Audible.com, they've got over 180,000 Audible books and spoken word audio projects. You want to be a part of this? Of course you do, man, because you love to read just like I do, but I don't like to fucking leaf through the books, man. I like to listen to the shit from the people who wrote the book. You know, all you got to do, users can sign up as an Audible listener, which gives you book credits each month for a low monthly fee, all right? All you got to do, once you sign up, you download your choices, and you have access to them on your iPhone, Android device, Kindle, iPod, or other MP3 player, all right? Now, if you're not totally certain that this is for you, all right, I can hear the skepticism in your brain right now.
I don't know if this is for me.
Well, guess what, man? You can do a free 30-day trial, and when you sign up for that, you get a free audio book. By signing up at www.audible.com/ALN, all right, About Last Night Podcast. That's what that stands for. So if you want a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook, go to www.audible.com/ALN right now and start listening to fucking the books that you love. I've done it, all right? I'm only speaking about this because I've done it. I use it. I love it. I got a Jim Henson biography book on it. I got Pete Carroll's book, Live, Work, and Play Like a Champion. It's the best. I got Aziz Ansari's Modern Romance book on it. It's the best for traveling, you know, because I just get to listen to book. I don't know. I'm overreading, and I listen to podcasts. I listen to music. I'm just so locked in on listening in the car, on planes, you know, at my desk, at the gym. It's the best, man. All right. So again, get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook when you sign up at www.audible.com/ALN. It's the best, man. You've got chapter navigation, annotated bookmarks, there's a sleep mode function, there's narration speed control so you can control how quickly or slowly the book is narrated, there's a 30-second rewind function, and a button-free mode, all right? Look, with Audible's great listen guarantee, you can't go wrong, all right? And here's how it works. If you decide you don't like the book you choose, all good, baby. You can exchange any book that you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. There's no other site that does this, man. So again, get a free 30-day trial and a free audiobook today by signing up at www.audible.com/ALN. That's www.audible.com/ALN, baby. And enjoy your books, all right? Now, enjoy a very special brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to the show. Wherever you get it, man, iTunes, iPhone, Android, Stitcher, aboutlastnightpodcast.com. We appreciate the love, man. I can't say it enough. All you guys' comments and ratings on iTunes have been phenomenal. Keep doing that, baby. If you haven't done it, take a moment right now while you're getting the intro and go to iTunes, type in About Last Night, give it a 5-star rating, and make a little comment. It helps us climb the charts. Today's episode, it's a bonus one, baby. We had to do it because this is a very special week. This is a very special week. Our boy Brad Williams, as you know, has already done one hour-long stand-up special for Showtime called Fun Size, which was the highest-rated Showtime special last year. And So highly rated that they asked him to do another one 4 months later. Brad was like, no, I need some time to write another one. So he took his time, and he's taping it this Saturday, baby, in Glendale, California, 8 p.m. at the Alex Theater in Glendale, California. It's a gorgeous venue. I've been there before. It's just gorgeous. It's perfect for a follow-up album, and that's what Brad's about to drop. On Saturday, January 16th, 8 p.m., the Alex Theater. If you live in the area or you're not close by but you want to come, baby, go to alextheater.com. I'm sorry, .org. So Alex Theater, and theater is spelled theatre.org, to get your tickets for Brad Williams' second hour special. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to pod beforehand. I'm going to get some interviews with fans before and after, and we're going to have a little bonus ep from live from the special. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And Brad and I wanted to sit down, we hadn't done a Just Us episode in a while, so we wanted to sit down and kind of, you know, talk pre-special. And of course, you know, we get very tangential. We talked about a lot of shit. We talked about why Dr. Phil hasn't, you know, had the cast of most of Nintendo games on his couch to give them some, you know, life advice. We talked about how sexual therapists. We talked about love. We talked about my Seahawks. We talked about Brad's prep for this special, which, you know, hey, man, I'm getting close to doing my first hour. Brad's on his second. He's 4 years to my senior in stand-up. And so the guy's got a little more experience, and it was really interesting to ask him some questions about his prep for this whole second special. It's a big deal, man. And, man, there's some really special shit that's going to be happening during the show. I hope you guys can make it. Saturday, January 16th, 8 p.m., the Alex Theater. I'm going to be opening, so that's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to do some time beforehand, get the crowd warmed up, and then also Brad and I are going to tape a little a sketch pre-special that'll air before the special, kind of like the way I popped up in Brent Morin's Netflix special, which I think is always dope when comics do that. So anyway, come out this Saturday, and it's going to be a fucking blast. Of course, follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy. Follow Brad on Twitter at Funny Brad. Follow About Last Night Podcast on Twitter at ALN Podcast. It's also at ALN Podcast on Instagram, at Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, at Adam Ray 33 on Instagram. And of course, when you're coming to these shows, baby, which we've got tons coming up, check our websites, BradWilliamsComedy.com and AdamRayTV.com. I'm in LA for a while. So, you know, you guys check my site. I'm going to be local. Come out and see a show, Laugh Factory Comedy Store, Improv. I'm headlining the Irvine Improv next Tuesday, which I think is January 19th at 8 p.m. So come out and see me there. And then, of course, I'll be headlining Gotham Comedy Club in New York for the first time. I'm so pumped, man. February 12th through the 14th. Brad Williams, after his special, January 21st through the 25th, will be in Fort Lauderdale. At the Rock Legends, I'm sorry, on the Rock Legends cruise. So if you're on that cruise, get ready for some Brad Williams action. That's going to be crazy. I don't think the Goo Goo Dolls are going to be there, but they fucking should be. Of course, when you're coming to these shows, bring your ALN merch. EstoyMerchandise.com is where you can get all that. Shirts, hats, mugs, and now posters. The first official commemorative ALN poster. Get it. You can get it signed or unsigned. And then and bring it to the shows and we'll sign it again. You can get all that stuff at Estoy, E-S-T-O-Y, merchandise.com. And keep supporting the pod that way, baby. Now that we got the tour dates out of the way, that's all the merch info. Those are the Twitter handles. And now, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and enjoy a very special bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast with Adam Ray. I almost forgot who was hosting this fucking show. With Adam Ray and Brad Williams about to do a second hour special, baby.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Oh, yeah, I see that. You got a new iPad. Whoa.
I'm all techie now.
You, Brad Williams, this is it truly is a new year.
Hold on, I got to hack into something.
You look like you're about to, yeah, hack in, which is code for remember my password for the porn site that my buddy lent me his password for.
Yeah, watch out, Brazzers. Why do I actually know that?
No, because that's a site.
Because that's a site.
Well, okay. Here's the thing. I feel like with porn sites, you don't have more than, like, I don't know, man, 3 or 4.
I think you got your greatest hits.
It's like favorite songs on a Beatle album.
Yeah.
You know, don't be greedy. Don't say you like,
yeah,
Hard Day's Night, Let It Be, Imagine, Help, Hold My Hand.
I saw her standing there, yeah, yesterday, Blackbird.
No, man.
My guitar gently weeps.
You get RedTube, XTube, Pornhub, and BlackTitties.com.
Of course you get BlackTitties.com.
And BlackTitties.com is the Let It Be of porn songs.
I think so.
Porn songs. Well, though, that was a beautiful slip up. Porn songs.
I mean, there could be porn songs.
They're missing out on an entirely other avenue of income. Because obviously people will sign up for
Is income something that's in the porn industry?
All right, you know what? You know what? Ex-radio DJ looking for every joke and play on words.
Well, yes. I just sit here and wait. But speaking of adult entertainers.
Yeah.
This is something that a friend of mine just pointed out.
This is an ALN exclusive.
Yeah, this is an ALN exclusive. I hope she doesn't listen to my podcast.
Oh, God.
But, all right. There's a I had like a little get together one time at my apartment building.
Yeah.
And one of my neighbors came down, this very beautiful girl, and she was a part of the party, and a friend of mine talked with her and kind of hit it off, and then they didn't like do anything romantic, but
right.
But they became friends, and they would exchange messages. All of a sudden, I get a message out of nowhere from this guy like, "Hey, have you Googled your neighbor?"
What?
And I go, "No, it's not something I do. I pretty much just do what everyone does, go to themeganslaw.com, see, all right, only 5 sex offenders. Yeah, all right, I can live here. whatever.
That's a good rule of thumb, by the way.
Yeah. It's like, that guy exposed himself at a soccer field one time. He's not that bad.
Yeah. And you know what? And guess what? He was probably just like a dude that really had to pee.
Yes.
Wow.
You could do that.
All right, you know what? I'm going to edit that part out. I don't want any part. I don't want any audio soundbite of me defending pedophiles. Oh, God. I'm like, he was probably trying to take a pee. That kid's face got in the way
right.
of that dick.
I mean, you say what you want about Jared, but would you be eating Subway sandwiches without him?
Jesus. I don't know, man. Well, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Subway was popular before Jared lost weight.
Exactly. So,
all right, so your friend gets cozy with her.
Yeah, and he tells me, have you Googled your neighbor?
So he Googled her. Is that why he asked?
Yes.
He got her name, and then, boy,
looked her up.
I guess, you know, by the way, that says a lot about how striking she must have been physically, because usually it's Facebook or Instagram that you go to, right, when you meet someone, and you're like, all right, I want to get to know more about them, by looking at the photos that they have.
Yeah.
And looking at their information and seeing if there's a potential match that would, propose the idea of maybe a second meetup with food that has to be paid for and booze that
right.
has to be well lit.
Right. And hotel rooms that have to be purchased and movies that charge you after 5 minutes of viewing. You know, stuff like that.
All right, well, we'll come back to that. I want to know if you ever bought a porn in a movie
in a hotel room.
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll put a pin in that, and then we'll come back. But so I Google my neighbor's name. Sure enough, she is a former Playboy model.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah, I got that living in my building.
Now, did it surprise you? Is she? She must be. She still got it together.
Oh yeah.
Because you know, even you see some of these former Playboy models who were like, you know, Miss December 1981, but you look at them and you go, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, I could see that.
You know?
Yeah.
And some you go, I mean, I guess I could see that, but right now what I'm seeing is distracting from the past. A lot of work, yeah.
I mean, maybe not a Playboy model. Maybe you were standing for a dragon on Game of Thrones, maybe
Jesus,
that. But
a standing for a dragon.
Yeah,
there might
dragon.
Not be a worse thing to say to a human being.
Oh God! Are you standing for a dragon on Game of Thrones?
Wow! All right. So then you think what? You find out. You go, okay. Here's her past.
Sure.
Now, do I bring this to the forefront, or do I just keep this to myself and giggle like a schoolboy every time I see her?
I think that I'm gonna have to go with that option. I don't think I could bring it up because
I don't think you should.
How do you do it? Are you like, hey, you checking out The Bachelor this week? Oh man, that's some crazy stuff going on. You know,
a lot of those guys look like Playboys.
Yeah. Speaking of Playboys, I've seen your tits.
Or do you just, you know what? Actually, I've got how you do it. Ready? You go.
Okay.
So she was a Playboy in what issue? Like what month? Like what?
Oh, I don't.
Or do you not want to get that specific?
I don't. I don't want to get that.
Here's what you do. You go, Playboy, tits. My friend Googles you. And you just kind of get it out, you know. And then guess what? It's on her to recognize your...
Yeah,
That's you know,
classy.
Obvious cold.
Or maybe I've done Playboy. You and I have both done Playboy Radio before.
Sure. So maybe you just bring up.
Maybe like, oh,
I was
yeah.
talking to my friend Kevin Klein, who hosts this show up in San Fran.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I used to do a radio show. Well, I met him. You just kind of slowly get into the backstory, and I met him at Playboy, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You breach the subject.
Playboy, very, very respectable company. What do you think about them?
All right. Well, don't say it like that. God, be somewhat coy about the delivery.
But how...
Do you have opinions about the Playboy magazine? Have you been in it?
Why did you say it like a supporter of the Jamaican bobsled team? Have you been in it? Sanka, get back in your bobsled, man.
You're dead, man.
You're
dead. Yeah, man. God, you know what? That movie made me want to be a bobsledder. It made me want to be a Jamaican. It made me want to be coached by John Candy in something.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. Man.
Didn't realize that until right now, actually, how much John Candy was an integral part of that film.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Obviously, the Disney, bringing bobsledding to, highlighting it as, something. Disney made it look fun. And
yes.
Hans Zimmer, rest in peace, wrote the music for that.
Oh, great.
Hans Zimmer also wrote the music for Willow.
Well, I mean...
Did you know that? The guy who wrote the...
I feel like I should know that.
You didn't know that?
Is it? Do you know who wrote that?
Do you know who wrote the soundtrack for Schindler's List?
Annie Lennox? Phil Collins?
All right, you get one more chance just because I wish that was right.
Paula Cole? Wow. Right before she wrote, I don't want to wait. Right before that, she did Schindler's List.
All right, well, that's a little too close to home. I don't want to wait. What are they playing that while the Jews are hiding out? You piece of shit. You piece of shit. On your birthday, you make that comment?
On my birthday.
That's the only reason you get away with it.
On my birthday.
No, it was John Williams, who also did Jurassic Park, E.T.
Oh, yeah. Well, John Williams.
Speaking of which, happy birthday,
Brian! Yeah! Woo! I'm 32.
How do you feel?
I am Magic Johnson's number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great age. 32 is a solid age, man.
Did you have fun at 32?
What did I do for 32? We know what I did for 33.
Yes, we did.
Because it's documented.
Yes, it was. please go back and listen to that podcast. Oh, man.
Well, we might get that with you tonight.
Yeah, we could very well do that.
Or are you going to try to keep it somewhat together? You got a special in 3 days. You're not trying to blow the load yet, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
smart move.
Yeah.
I'm
not trying to blow the load yet was a rejected Mattel game.
I thought you were going to say porn that I ordered in Wisconsin at the Motel 6.
No, I mean, it's one of the rejected
It's too long
games.
Of a title to be a porn movie,
yeah.
Right? Porn movies are just Big Dick 6. Or, they're straight to the point.
Big Hero 6 is knockoff, Big Dick 6. And then it's ironic because 6 isn't really a big dick. It's kind of average at best.
Yeah.
So maybe Big Dick 9.
The
follow-up to the all-time Smash classic, Big Dick 8.
Of course.
they really revitalized the series after Big Dick 4.
Well, they had to.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Yeah, you had to go in a completely different direction.
Well, also when the stock market crashed, so everyone was struggling. I think it's smart that you don't go hard tonight. And also, I do want to say, though, that I think we should, at some point, do a Both of Us Get Drunk podcast. Because people, again, were so highly receptive to me being inebriated, it's got to be both of us. Or maybe just you. Maybe it was great that there was a straight man to it that could call out.
Kind of guided.
Be the eyes of the audience, as it were.
Right.
But no, okay, so 32, and dude, it's been a great week. This is special prep week. I texted you on Monday, I said special week.
Yeah.
Which is kind of like
Super Bowl week for comics.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're just like, all right, this is what we do.
Well, dude, you got to get jacked up. I mean, you've been doing nonstop press. I mean, barely sleeping.
Yeah.
Probably, trying to take it easy at night. But I mean, even today I was like, dude, if you've got time to squeeze this pod in, but we want to do one just to give one more shout out and plug, which, by the way, that plug is the Alex Dieter in Glendale, California, Saturday, 8 p.m., Brad Williams, Showtime Special, number 2. Where can you get tickets?
www.alexdieter.org. And not only do you get to see me, but you also get to see the great Adam Ray.
Come on, man.
Open up for me.
I wouldn't miss it.
Get the thing ready. We're going to shoot a little sketch during the day.
Yeah. You remember on Brent Morin's special how we had some scenes before and after. Brad is following suit, which I think is awesome. Because it's like, you give your fans an extra bonus, man.
Sure.
And people they're already going to watch the special. Like, why not give them a little something extra?
Yeah. I mean, I remember specials in the past that did that. Eddie Murphy Raw had that sketch that actually had Samuel L. Jackson in it.
What?
Where they're like singing Christmas carols, and then someone says, "Oh, little Eddie's here. Little Eddie, tell a joke." And it's like Eddie Murphy at like 4 years old, and he tells a really inappropriate like fart shit joke, and the audience is kind of looking at each other, yeah. and then Samuel L. Jackson just starts laughing like, I don't care what you say, that kid's hilarious. It's like, that's my uncle.
All right, well, if there's a way we can get that before your special.
Sure.
Just Samuel L. Jackson confirming your hilarity.
You know what? I will tweet at him. I feel like that would be... I think that would
when the special comes
myself.
Out. I think you should. I think you should just no holds barred, like just tweet at a lot of people being like, "Watch my special tonight."
Yeah. Hey,
like, what the fuck,
Katy Perry? Watch my special,
dude. Yes. I mean, 1 in 60, dude. You're gonna hit one person that goes, "Who has the balls to do this?" They check out your Twitter. They go, "Oh shit."
Yeah.
They just do a little more research, and then all of a sudden they're like, "Well, I am home tonight. I do have Showtime. I do
like dwarves wearing fancy outfits."
Yeah, dude, are you fashion prepped?
Oh yeah.
Are you fashion ready?
I met with Roberto the stylist.
Oh my god, please tell me how he sounds.
Okay. So, here's my ideas.
Can I be honest? That's exactly what I thought.
That's exactly what you thought how Roberto would sound. But you know what though? It kind of puts me at ease when I walk in to a stylist and he says, "Hello, Brad. I'm so excited to meet you."
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, this is going to be good.
This is good. You want that. You want, can I be honest? If you are a gay man stylist.
Yes.
And you are not enthusiastic, I'm concerned.
Yes. I wouldn't want to walk in and be like, all right, this is what I'm working
with. I've got some cool pants. I've got some sweet sweaters. I've got some stylish shirts. And I've got some horny hats. You're like, did you just say horny hats? Just... Because I told you no hats, but did you just say that? And did you say horny because you needed some descriptive word before you told me what the object was?
Well, and the thing is stereotypes are stereotypes for a reason.
Yeah.
If you go to an acupuncturist, do you want Cody, the 23-year-old white dude fresh out of community college?
Yeah.
Like,
what's up,
right,
dude? Yeah.
Lay down. I'm going to put some needles in you, bro. Yeah, oh, it's going to make you feel so good.
So good, dude. Dude, where's the pain been? Has it been in the back or the shoulders? Dude, you know what we could do? And straight up, put needles all the way up and down your body, dude. It's chill. It's chill. Well, it's not that chill. The needles, they hurt like fuck, dude. But it's all good. But you'll be feeling better after that. And then you can hit the waves.
No, you don't want that.
No.
You don't want that.
What do you want?
You want the 75-year-old Asian lady
who looks like she could have...
I mean, basically who looks like you left Donatello in the dryer for too long. Like, just
oh, God. I don't know. I don't know what to do, but I need to sign something. I need to hit pause on something. I need to call the AACP.
Sure. Whatever.
Is that there?
Yeah, just you want an old Asian woman.
Yeah, you do.
To just lay it down with
you want the
delicate
right,
hands.
You want somebody who fits the part, man.
Yes.
You want your cast of characters in your world that's helping you live your life.
Yes.
The movie of Brad Williams, The Life.
Yes. I want an Indian doctor.
Yeah.
I want an Indian doctor.
Yeah, man.
I want to walk in like, well, I was looking at your shirt. And let me tell you something. I saw your chart, and you are eating way too many gushers, my friend.
Yeah.
Way too many gushers.
Yeah.
Sugar, way high.
Yeah.
I
don't want Dr. Phil giving me weight loss tips. Which, by the way, I was discussing this last week in St. Louis. By the way, quick shout out to the Funny Bone. Great club. Had a great weekend. But Dr. Phil, we were talking about how insensitive, like some of these talk show hosts, like they get off with their ratings. Rise because of their insensitivity. Like Dr. Phil, for any sort of weight loss episode, just calls these women out or men, breaks them down, insults them, then cuts the commercial break. So they don't even have a chance to respond. So just be like, Linda, what you need to do, okay, you are 315 pounds. That is too big for a car, plane, or rocket ship. You can't fit in most doors. What you need to do is stop dipping nachos in Cool Whip, you fat bitch. We'll be right back. It's like, and then she's like, he's like, no, save it. Eat your words. You're probably hungry. And it's like, you know, and then she's just like, you know, and it's like, that's the guy. You don't want that guy because nobody's going to get more motivated by getting just so stripped down, you know?
Yeah.
So you want that Indian doctor that's got the smooth, confident delivery.
Yes.
Puts you at ease.
I want that.
Now, what do you want for a sex therapist?
Sex therapist? I don't know. I was raised on Dr. Ruth.
Oh, nice.
So, like,
were you really?
A very, I don't know, am I raised by Dr. Ruth? That sounds a little weird.
But I mean, you listen
but, like,
to her.
Yeah, I listen to Dr. Ruth. So it's like, yes, you want the old woman. It's like, okay, here's what you do to please
your partner.
So crazy that even exists.
You have to realize the tip of the penis is the very most sensitive. So if you have your girl, just love the tip of the penis, it'll be feel so much better. That's what I want.
Holy
what
shit.
Do you want? Do you
want like Arlie Ermey? Do you want like the drill sergeant from Full Metal Jacket? Like just walking in there, it's like, you will enter the vagina. You will enjoy the vagina. You will go in and out of the vagina. Just when she thinks you're retreating, you will go back into the vagina. No, you don't want that. You want someone soft and sweet.
Can I tell you who I want soft and sweet?
What do you want?
Michael Caine.
I sure you want Michael Caine. That's what you want.
Michael, can I tell you? My girl and I, man, we've been having a lot of problems. We're long distance, so all we got is Skype and phone sex. And
Skype
it's just,
and phone sex.
It's not great, man, because Skype, the computer keeps freezing, you know, while she's holding her boobs together. And it's just like, you know, it's, and I still take care of business, man, because I don't know when I'm going to see her again. How do we keep it sexy with what we've got?
Here's what you have to do. You have to realize that each session that you have with your partner has got to be special.
Right.
It can't be casual. She has to know that this is very important to you.
Sure.
So you have to be attentive.
Mm-hmm.
You have to listen.
Yeah.
And when she whips out those titties that are the size of tangerines, well, you got to wait. You got to wait
a little bit bigger than
you
that.
You got to wait at least 3 seconds before you make the oogly boogly noise. So she feels important to you.
I feel better, don't you?
Wow, dude. I'm telling you, I think for my next birthday and or holiday gift from you, I'm going to have you record, like, I might, you know what I might do? This is a very creative gift that I just thought of.
Yeah.
I might write, like, some sort of audiobook and have you do, like, record, I'll pay for the studio.
Yeah.
And you have to go and record some sort of fucked up, maybe it's just like a book of audio monologues that I write.
Daily affirmations.
Dude, that's all it is.
With Brad Williams as Michael Caine.
Oh, my God. Dude. Describe to the audience what is on my face right now.
Pretty much the only thing that can make you happier is if someone burst in and said, "You're the voice of Scrooge McDuck in the new DuckTales."
Oh,
that could be just about
true.
It.
True. That's
yeah.
true.
Yeah. So just daily affirmations.
Dude,
so maybe you have.
It's like the Jack Handy. It's like the new Jack Handy.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, man. Those are so great.
Those were unbelievable.
Deep thoughts. So now, you know, you have. You have a situation where maybe you go out for an acting gig, maybe it doesn't work out. You're like, man, I thought I nailed that audition. And then you come home, you're like, you know what? I need to feel better. So then you show on Brad Williams as Michael Caine daily affirmations, and you say, hey, you know, nobody's perfect. You're working. Listen, The Muppet Show bombed. The Muppet Show with all the classic characters everyone loves so much. That still didn't get a hit. So, do you think you're any better than Kermit? You're not. So, you just got to keep trying. He'll find a spot for you. You're special, Master Wayne.
Who would you want me to read Deep Thoughts to you as?
Oh, my God. Deep Thoughts. I think I got to go Deep Thoughts as Jay Leno.
You got it. Oh, yeah, Thelma, when I saw the old bum pushing his grocery cart down the street, at first I felt sorry for him. But then, when I saw what was in the cart, I thought, well, no wonder you're a bum. Look at the dumb shit you bought.
Did you look up?
Yeah, that's a real deep thought. Here's another one, ready?
Okay.
I think a good gift for the president would be a chocolate revolver. And since he's so busy, oh shit, I got cut off. Here's another one. Sometimes I wonder what constitutes being a man. Am I not a man because I don't go out and shoot a deer with a rifle? Am I not a man because I sit in the corner and hold my hands up to my chest and go, I'm a scared beaver? Here's one of my favorites. If you're ever stuck in some thick undergrowth in your underwear, if you're ever stuck in some thick undergrowth in your underwear, don't stop and think of what other words have under in them, because that's probably the first sign of jungle madness.
Oh, my God. Wow, some of these are. I love these.
If you're in the army and the weapon they give you is the flamethrower, at first you probably think, hey, fun. But gradually it sinks in just how much of a responsibility this is.
You're all, if you have the flamethrower, you're also the cook.
We could do these for another 4 hours.
That's a real life thing I want. Well, yeah. What do you want for your birthday? What do you got? What have you gotten? What do you want? It's 2016. It's the first 2 weeks of 2016. So yeah. This is like, I mean,
New Year's resolution.
You're in a deep reflective couple weeks here because it's New Year's resolution 32. There's a lot going through Brad Williams' brain.
I just saw my neighbor naked. You know, so
well. That's how you start the year off.
That's a good thing.
Yeah,
finding out your.
By the way, I just saw my neighbor naked. was the original Judy Blume title of Judy Blume's.
She later went with Super Fudge.
Yeah,
but first,
it really does sound good. I just saw my neighbor naked.
I just saw my neighbor naked, or it sounds like
because it has a nice word. It rolls off the tongue, and most Judy Blume titles.
Sounds like it could be a Christmas carol, too. Like, totally. Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
But before, I just saw my neighbor's naked tits. My friend Googled them and told me about them. And now it's weird every time I see her tits.
Pretty much.
I just run tits with tits.
Not a very creative writing guy. Pretty much.
But
I don't know. The stuff I want for the year of 32, first of all, I feel like it's been a great birthday already because yesterday, football's coming back to Los Angeles, people.
Wow.
What's up?
Dude, how pumped.
LA Rams.
Can I be honest?
Jim Everett.
Yeah.
Jerome Bettis. Kevin Green. Other people. Eric Dickerson, for Christ's sake.
We get to go see our teams in our home, dude. Yes. Can I be honest? This doesn't make up for losing the Sonics, but I think because you and I both, our teams are set up for a good another chunk of years of being great, that we get to enjoy that here.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't think you're going to root for the Rams because they're in the same division.
Hell no.
So you can't root for the
Rams.
Hell
no, man.
Yeah, you can't. But it'll still give you an opportunity to see the Seahawks play every year.
Come on, and hey, maybe our boy Jerry Farrar will, who's boys with Russ Wilson, maybe there's somehow a.
Right.
I mean, I don't know, man. That's wishful thinking.
Sure, but for me, my team's the Broncos. They're in the AFC, the AFC West. So I can root for the Rams and be all right.
Yeah.
But, oh man, I just realized something. If I start rooting for the Rams because they're the LA Rams, now we're gonna be feuding more. Because I'm going to be like, go Rams. You're going to be like, fuck you, Seahawks. And I'm.
Are you going to root for them?
I think I have to. They're the LA Rams.
And this is like, you're an LA boy, so it's.
I root for the Lakers. I root for the Dodgers.
If the Rams. Well, wait. When you declared yourself a Broncos fan, did LA have a football team?
Yes, they did. They had the Rams, but they also sucked. So I wasn't a huge fan of them. I was definitely started off as a Bronco fan, and they will forever be my number one team. But this is going to be cool. I'm going to really enjoy having having a football team here.
And it also looks amazing, like the outline of the stadium and the whole Inglewood area that they're going to like revitalize. It's pretty awesome. Showtime hasn't been down there since Magic Worthy Kareem. I mean, it's now you're going to get that with this, you know, the concerts, the exhibits, the sport. I mean,
and when we say exhibits, we mean the rapper Exhibit.
Yeah.
He's
Exhibits
be there.
Of exhibits, exhibits.
Sure. there's football back in Los Angeles. Now, if you're listening to this and you mentioned you were at the St. Louis Funny Bone this weekend.
Oh, dude.
Were they talking about it at all?
They were concerned. They were very concerned. That is crazy. I was there literally. It was like I sat at the dinner table listening to rumblings of Dad leaving before Dad left.
And then
I was the cousin in town visiting for the holidays. And then I left and heard on the internet.
Yeah, that dad left.
Dude, it was... No, there was... Some of the guys at the comedy club were very concerned. And were like, oh, I'll be devastated. And I was like, of course you will be.
Sure.
Because you love sports and you don't... St. Louis has... The Cardinals are the shit. And they, are always good.
That's the franchise.
Baseball
there.
City. And apparently they sell out 40,000 plus almost all the time because they're so diehard. And they do a good job of keeping the team competitive all the time.
Absolutely.
Rams have been off and on, but it's still a good football city.
Mm-hmm.
It's still also, a city that just, I don't, something like that in the Midwest. I mean, look at all the Midwest cities that don't have professional sports teams, man.
So many. Like when you, and we tour most of these cities.
Yeah,
we
the Dakotas, go,
yeah,
Oklahoma.
We go Funny Bones and Nebraska.
Jesus.
You know, there's whole states.
Yeah, what is there a St. Louis college team that is makes up for the loss of professional.
I'm sure someone is screaming at their radio right now, but
the St. Louis Beaver Twats.
Oh yeah, the Beaver Twats. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, oh, the world famous Beaver Twats.
They haven't been good since 1842.
Yeah, they got that fight song. Fight Beaver Twats, fight.
Yeah.
Bite down on the clitoris. Fight Beaver Twats, fight. Be a damn good twat. All right, because Beaver Dam. All right.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Oh, nice.
Yeah, see? Yeah. I tie it all in.
You're good. You had a lot of good quips on Loveline last night.
Dude, yeah, I did. There was one. I did Loveline.
Wait, no. What was the one that Mike Catherwood said, the cheese joke?
Oh.
Some guy called and said, oh, she goes, my name's Bree.
Yeah.
And Mike goes,
love your cheese.
Love your cheese. And you go, damn, you beat me to the punch.
Yeah.
And then you go, and then Brad goes,
that's no Gouda.
And then I texted you what?
I can look back and find it, but you pretty much just said you should kick yourself in your giant dwarf dick for saying that on national airways. But you've done Loveline, yeah. And Loveline,
you were great.
Thank you. Loveline is really interesting because, like, I know Mike and Drew, and like we know them, and we're joking around, and all of a sudden someone calls up and goes, "Yeah, my girlfriend, she cheats on me a lot, but I know she loves me, and so.
But I keep finding these like used condoms that aren't the brand I use,
right?
So I'm curious, like, what do you think I should do?
Yeah.
And it gets real all of a sudden.
Yeah, it's like how do I get her to not have so many dicks in her mouth? Like I can take a few dicks in her mouth, yeah, but not
like nine. Yeah, it's a fine balance of addressing these real people and not just trying to come with jokes because you're. Yeah. You're the point of you being on there as a guest, as a comedian, is to, you know, be entertaining. So,
right. I mean, and I try to do that. Like there was a time when someone called in saying their friend is just got addicted to meth and like, what should they do to get them off meth? And Dr. Drew, professional that he is, he gives them all the clinical stuff and saying, yeah, this is where you go. This is how you do an intervention. Blah, blah, blah. And then I say, or you could just take them to Riverside, California. And just show them that and be like, this is your future. Do you really want this for yourself? But I had to like judge, like, is this cool? Can I say this? But the guy thankfully thought it was funny. And but it's like because I never want to be that comedian that forgets they're a comedian in terms of you go on a talk show or a talking head show and you start getting really too serious and you're just like, well, no, drugs are a very bad thing and what you should do, there's get yourself to a clinic and some group therapies. Like, I don't want to be that guy.
No.
I want to be, I'm the comic.
Yep.
I'm there for the funnies.
Yeah.
So, and I may take a chance and it may not go well. But I still have to take that chance.
Yeah.
As a comic, I still have to try and be funny.
Yep.
I mean, the thing is about being a comedian is you have to never forget the fact that no matter what, we are dancing monkeys. Like, we're there to be like, all right, you're here. Dance.
Yeah.
Be funny.
So, did you ever in your stand-up career like get on stage and feel that you couldn't access that part of what you just said and you were like, I need to – the stage is – you know, I'm using it for therapeutic purposes tonight.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And guess what? I will be funny because I've been doing this long enough that I'm not going to get up there and be depressing, but this is going to be more, my focus is going to be more on getting out of a funk.
Well, okay. And I don't think I've told this story on this podcast. I told it on Barry Katz's podcast, Industry Standard, if you want to go listen to that, but I'll just tell it again.
I think you have, and I think I know what story you're talking about.
Is it the one from Denver when I found out?
Yes, but still.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not going to say, we've heard your emotional cancer story, Brad.
Pass.
Swipe left on the cancer story. If this was an app, I've heard this one. Swipe left. And yes, it's me, Dolores. I'm always on cancerstory.com.
Oh, man. What happened is my dad had been fighting cancer and had a melanoma. Things were not going so well, and he was going in to get the checkup to say, hey, you're either good or we gotta go through another round of chemo and do a lot of other really bad things. And I knew it was that day. I was doing a show in Denver. I got the phone call. I saw the ID. That was my mom. Like, all right, this is the call. And I picked up the phone, and she just, the first words out of her mouth are, he's in remission.
Yeah.
Which is just like,
there's no better sentence.
Yeah.
At that time.
No better sentence ever than you, like.
Maybe, Dinklage says you're now number one. Maybe.
Close second.
Yeah, close. Real close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if you know this, Adam, but there is an actual trophy that the number one dwarf has and protects at all times. It is a bronze battle axe. And we have to keep it in a certain closet. It has to be polished. And it gets passed around.
I thought it was a golden footstool.
I mean, that's probably better.
The golden footstool is what you have to find in the Land Before Time version that is all dwarf cast.
Let's go with the golden footstool.
Like the Land Before Time, Littlefoot was looking for the Great Valley. Brad in the Land Before Time version looking for the golden footstool.
Absolutely. Side note, and then I'll get back to it. I ordered a new footstool, a folding footstool, and it arrived at my apartment. And Adam, I can't tell you the joy that a dwarf has when he opens the Amazon package and goes like, it's my footstool! Yes!
You were like the videos of the little kids who open like the Super Nintendo on Christmas and lose their shit?
Yes, exactly that. I'm just like, oh my God! I can finally reach my Fruit Loops! I've had a box of Fruit Loops! I've been up on the second shelf for 8 months.
And it was
8 months, Adam.
All it was a picture online, and now it's
and now
physical.
It's here. Yeah, so yeah, that's
amazing.
That was very exciting.
Please let me be there next time you open it. Do not deprive me of any more great moments in your life.
No. So so then I get that call. Dad's in remission.
You're about to go on stage.
I immediately fell to the ground, crying, and like just. There's crying, and then there's someone opened up a fire hose.
Yeah.
This was that.
Wow.
This was just the...
Comics in the room with you?
Yes, who are now looking at me like, what
They think
the
it's
fuck?
Bad. Because, because you don't... Because I think sometimes when you're overjoyed with emotion...
Oh, yeah.
You don't... If you win the... If somebody... If one of us win the $1.3 billion Powerball that's supposed to be drawn tonight... Yeah. There's no you might cry, but it's followed and met with a lot of positive screams and yells and smiles.
Yeah.
You know, but when you find out something so devastatingly positive.
When you hear your dad is in remission, it was just constant. And then so they're like, are you okay? What's happening? And then I'm like, no, it's good. I literally just found out my dad beat cancer. And then after I said that sentence, you hear, you know him.
Oh, God.
He's been on Comedy Central, The Tonight Show. Give
His
it up
dad
for Brad.
Just beat cancer. You're like, what?
Give it up for Brad Williams. How did you know that? And I have to walk on stage and be like, oh, fuck.
Did you wait a minute, or were you a couple beats late?
Yeah, because I literally had to make sure that my face didn't look like I had just been crying.
I think I failed. You couldn't, and I never asked this, and I'm very curious. You didn't ever think to stop and go, hey, can somebody go out and tell the host to stretch? Like, I need 5 minutes.
No.
You just were like, I'm going to go out and deal with this in front of everyone.
Yeah. And
that's brave, man.
I walked out, and I used to have a joke in my act. It's in the special. And my first special, Fun Size, where I say we should be giving midgets to cancer patients. And I say that line, and I just lose it again.
Yeah.
And I just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, all right, now I got to tell the audience. And I told the audience what just happened. And I started telling stories about my dad and how he raised me, why I love the man so much. And that set, like, if I could have that set and just listen to it, I would listen to it every day.
You didn't record it?
No, I didn't. Well, because, I mean, we didn't know. Like, all right, today I will be getting the phone call.
But you don't record your sets audio-wise?
Yeah, I don't record my sets. So, but I would love to be able to go back and listen to that set.
Yeah, to how real that was.
Yeah, and at the end of it, I mean, I got back on the main path, but there was always that underlying thing of, I just found out. And at the end of the night, the audience gave me a standing ovation, and so many people came up to me and were like, hey, my mom, my cousin, my sister lost that fight, but I'm not like mad. I'm glad that someone beat it. I'm glad someone beat this thing.
Yeah.
And you find that out. And whether it be Steve Jobs or we just found out David Bowie, like, Cancer doesn't care who you are. Uh-uh. They don't care how many albums you got, if you're the damn star child,
if you admitted the iPhone. Right.
Yeah, kid, whatever. So it was nice to get those messages back from people to where they said, I'm glad someone beat it. And now that's a main part of my act.
Yeah.
What was born that night is now a main part of my act that you will see in the brand new special that I'm recording January 16th at the Alex Theater.
This Saturday. Let's not skip over that. So the Alex Theater in Glendale, California.
Mm-hmm.
And the website again is Alex Theater. And theater is spelled differently.
Yeah, T-R-E, the old school spelling.
So T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
I feel like I'm Dick Clark, and you're like, theater, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, Dick. Ding! Woo!
Hey, man, I'm just trying to make sure people get all the info.
Yeah. Now,
why'd you pick this theater?
It's local. It's beautiful.
It is beautiful. I've looked at the pictures. Good God. It looks like Puccini. No, Bocelli?
What?
Boyardee? Who played there? Somebody famous with an uvioli name.
Pavarotti? One of those?
Paparazzi?
Yeah.
Papa John?
Yeah. I think Papa John did play there.
Papa John, Pavarotti, Paparazzi. Yeah.
Sure.
Rigatoni, Boyardee played there in the 80s.
I know
Papa. Then all Italian. Yeah. Wait, the all Italian pasta band? What do they cover?
With special guest Bolognese. Hey!
And all they do is play Santana hits. And Rob Thomas sings on two of the songs.
Hey, give me your heart to be real, or else forget about it. I would change my life to a better suit to your mood. Because your soul is smooth. He's good, yeah?
Oh, my God. Dude.
By the way, I'm going to pat myself on the back for having Rob Thomas Santana lyrics up top of my head.
That is strong. That is strong. Give me your heart, make it real, or else forget about it.
Yeah. You know what? I think I like my Italian version better.
I like Italian bread.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, look out, mini raviolis.
You like an Italian bread? Okay. Well, I do the Italian bread.
No, bread.
Oh, Italian bread.
Yes.
Oh, Italian bread is very good.
Oh, God. He's confused.
But what if Italian bread has Italian bread? How would you know the difference? Let's say...
Mom!
Let's say Italian bread...
Did you give bread his pills?
Let's say Italian bread walks into a Starbucks, okay? Let's say Italian bread walks into a Starbucks with Italian bread. And they both order the drink at the same time. And they have to write the name on the drink. And then the barista, she is so young, so beautiful, and she makes the coffee so well. She has to announce whose drink it is.
Yeah.
But she says, hey, one green tea frappuccino for Italian bread.
Well, I think it's easy because...
Who is it?
Well, because one is a person and one is a talking piece of fucking bread.
But Italian bread sounds a lot like Italian bread.
Okay, look, crazy Italian bread, Brad. I don't know how the fuck you got in my non-Italian apartment.
Hold on. I gotta go save the princess from Bowser.
There it is. That dude, God, how come Luigi never got a spinoff? You made me, because that's clearly not Mario. You know why that's not Mario? Because Mario was beaten down. He was a little more distraught and concerned with the stresses and pressures of life. Luigi was like fucking, Luigi was like the feature act, all right?
Yeah.
All he had to do was 20 minutes in a sweet spot. Nobody really cared what he did, and they were like,
yeah, Mario does the heavy lifting.
Yeah.
Luigi shows up and goes,
with a six pack.
Holy crap, I get to ride in a raccoon suit.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. And Mario's like, yeah, dude, how about a thanks for fucking finding that?
Yeah.
How about a thanks for killing all the turtles?
You know how many blocks I had to shatter with my head?
Dude, I shot fireballs out of my dick hole. Because guess what, man? You're laughing, but does anyone know where those fireballs actually came from? His arm goes out. How do you know that's just not the, like, you know?
That's just kind of the emphasis.
CJ's got it. It's like when you're holding a video game controller and you're playing a football game and sometimes you will twist your whole body with the controller
because
you think that's making the guy turn that way.
Yeah.
It's like with your arm. You're thrusting with your pelvis and your dick hole to shoot the fireball out. So your arm is your right arm goes out to serve as like some sort of a balance stick.
How would Dr. Phil tell Mario to shoot fire out of
his
dickhole.
Look, Mario, okay? What you need to do, okay? You're spending too much time jumping on blocks and flying with raccoon tails and less time navigating your dickhole in the right direction, okay? If you want the ultimate reaction from your fireball shots, you need to put both arms out and make sure you are directing them towards... King Koopa, who's a fat bitch. We'll be right back. Wow, yeah. Dr. Phil just like inserting himself into a Nintendo game and like that. See, that would have been a great episode if Dr. Phil, like, enough with the pedophiles and the fatties, okay?
Right.
Get on an episode where you have all Nintendo characters, yeah, and you give them life advice.
That what you need to do is not mock the hunter when he does not shoot the ducks. When he's not shooting the ducks, you pop out of the grass and laugh at him. How do you think that makes the hunter feel?
It's called duck hunt, not duck cunt. You are being super rude to your friend.
Please tweet it at him, Ray. Hashtag duck cunt.
Oh, no.
Please do that.
Right, all right. My mom's not on Twitter yet.
Oh, my God.
I want to know... with this special,
yeah,
you got asked like a month after Fun Size came out on Showtime, to do another one,
yeah, and they wanted me to do it in like 4 months,
yeah,
like,
which
nope,
no, because you're 10 years in, right?
12, yeah,
and it does not. You're now locked into your point of view, mm-hmm, like you know, you're not in your prime because you're 12 years in. You look at Louis, they're 25. In another 10 years, you don't even imagine where your comedy's going to be,
yeah,
but you are in a great place. And a place to where you can, to where they go, hey, can you knock out another hour next year then? You go, yeah.
Yeah, I
can, because I'm working enough to be able to do that. And I'm writing enough to be able to do that. Yeah. And you're at a place to where the first one was so great that the challenge is...
Don't have that sophomore slump.
But also the challenge, you know, a place where it's like you want to... I don't think the drive will ever go away with what we're doing, because I think once you get locked into stand-up, it's got you.
It does,
and so I think the quest is still at a high level as far as like wanting to conquer it.
That sounds like a Nintendo game.
That was Mario jumping on the flag of the
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So instead of like Link's sword, it's just a microphone and a stand.
Oh my God! Which again, by the way, Nintendo, if you're listening, can you please make?
Can you make Comic Quest? You do it. You make Comic Quest, Nintendo. God.
Dude, that is such a great idea for a video
right?
game. We get past to the comedy store and you jump on the thing. Ding, ding, bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, you start off at the open mic night and you got to like fight off all the other drunk comedians.
With like notepads and like microphones. Dude, all right. I don't know who... the wheels are turning, dude. I don't have enough brain capacity for the amount of ideas that are churning through my fucking brain wheel.
Right.
In a given day.
Yeah.
But they're spinning fast with this one. I've got Flintstone feet running this fucking bit car. This idea boat is being run by Flintstone feet. They're moving as fast as possible.
Comic Quest, man.
Dude, why is it, who do we know that makes video games?
I don't know.
I can figure it out. Actually, a buddy of mine who
do we have a guy that makes apps? Like, well, can this be an app on the phone?
Yes, I know a buddy who makes apps, and
Comic Quest.
I actually have a buddy in Seattle who was a man, is now a woman, and he worked in Denmark for a while making video games. I will hit up.
That's a weird ass Mad Lib that you just said.
I will hit up.
I had a man going that's to the, a woman who's now in Denmark making video games.
Wait, if you were to fill that in, it would be we are traveling to the Denmark to see the tranny to get help with the video game because of our podcast that we want to see come true.
Hey, Kim Kardashian has a damn app in a video game.
I hate her.
I know. Well, why can't we do that?
I fucking hate the Kardashians.
We can do what
I'll say it on the record, man. God. And you know what? I know that you love your Kardashian jokes.
So, I love the jokes. I hate them.
Yeah. But they have to exist for the jokes to exist.
I write the jokes on Twitter to cope with the fact that they exist.
You know, and maybe hate's a strong word. Totally. I just think they're so far removed from reality. I think there's certain people that get so rich and so...
For you, it's like Stewie said in Family Guy, I don't want you dead. I just don't want you
to live anymore.
So yeah, you don't want
you, a point.
You don't want the Kardashians dead. You just want them not.
I just want them to breathing. Go. I want them to go to another country and try this again.
Yeah.
Do what you're doing in another country.
Denmark, for
and
instance.
And why isn't that a show? Like Kardashians Take Two?
Oh, like Take Another Country?
Yeah. Like try
I
to
think,
like
I think because a lot of people in America are dumb enough to watch that and follow along with it. So they would go to London.
Istanbul.
Yeah, yeah. They would go to London and just be like, hey, we're the Kardashians. We fuck a lot of black guys. And we're really rich, but oh, we've got problems. They would just look.
You want to watch our problems? Because they're not really problems because we got so much money.
And then they would do that to the British audience, and they would just go, ah, fuck off, cunt. Fuck off.
Yeah, they would, but yeah, you know, but they would, but England is still a English speaking country that's very, you know, up to par with American pop culture, so they would watch it. Well, maybe they wouldn't though, because they do, because that's why they're global, man.
They'd say fuck off.
Oh, God.
I would watch that British game show. Fuck off.
Oh my God. Wait, so basically the host just asks you questions, and if he doesn't like your answer, he just tells you to fuck off.
So I will do this. I'll do my best Jimmy Carr impression.
Right. He doesn't even tell you if the answer's wrong. Mm-hmm. How you know it's wrong, you either hear a ding or him telling you to fuck off.
So,
welcome back to fuck off.
Welcome. And I won't do Jimmy Carr, I'll just do British. So welcome back to fuck off.
Wait, pause for a minute, because I want to put in some fun game show music. Okay. So, and I'll be the audience warm guy. Guys, we're coming back to welcome back to fuck off in just a second. So when I start clapping, the music will start, and everyone give it up for your host, Swassy Finkelstein. Yes, he's Jewish. All right, we're back.
Hey, how are you, everyone? Welcome back to Fuck Off. I'm your host, Swassy Finkelstein.
Finkelstein,
thank you. He knows my name a little bit better than I do. Now, we're here with our contestant, Adam. Adam.
Hey, so happy to be here.
We are so happy to have you. Now, you have to face the returning champion in Fuck Off. So, our first question is, who holds the record for the most home runs hit in a Major League Baseball season?
That would be, the true answer is steroid-free, 630 total ever, Ken Griffey Jr., but in a season steroid-free, that would be also Ken Griffey Jr. with 56.
Fuck off! It's not him!
What?
It's Barry Bonds, you're 73 in a fucking season, you damn cunt!
Okay, yo, God.
73, you all got the steroids, they're all on the fucking steroids!
All right, a simple...
Fuck off with your stupid answer!
All right, a simple no would have done
it. Listen, you get the no on the $10,000 pyramid, you come here, you get the fuck off!
All right, well...
You go right to hell with that answer!
Jesus, all right, I was told this was gonna...
I hope you don't have children! Do you have children?
Six kids.
They can fuck off, too!
All in the audience, I don't appreciate that.
Hey! Do you know your dad can just fuck off?
Well, they...
He can fuck off! Right. If ever he tells you anything what to do, you just say, Dad, the nice guy told you to fuck off, and we're going to tell you the same.
Kids, it's okay. Ralph, Fozzie, Kermit, Huey, Dewey, Louie, it's okay.
Why are you crying? Are you crying because you just heard your dad that he's a big fuckhead? Is that why you're crying? Oh, fuck off with yourself.
So,
we here at Fuck Off would like to thank our sponsors, Cadbury Cream Eggs. Cadbury Cream Eggs, the pure joy that is chocolate.
With your damn chocolate.
Wait a minute. Worst slogan ever. What did you just say?
For the pure joy that is chocolate.
Oh, fuck off. You come up with a better one.
God. All right. We'll definitely. Oh, that's so funny. I would watch that though. But also because there's so much stuff I wouldn't watch. But you know what I would watch? Brad Williams at the Alex Theater on Saturday night. 8 p.m. Alex Theater. Go to alextheater.org. Theatre. There's tickets still available.
Yeah.
And we want to see you guys there because it's going to be a blast. It's an hour of material you haven't seen yet. If you haven't seen Brad on the road, Which, you know, this country's big, this country of ours. So, but, you know, say you were there too. It's one thing, you're all going to watch the special live because you all watch Fun Size and you all were great supporters. But when you're there live, it's just a different energy, man. Stand-up is just better in the room. So come to the Alex Theater on Saturday, 8 p.m. in Glendale, California. Go online to alextheater.org. alextheatre.org and get your tickets. I'll be there too, doing some stand up, bringing up Brett. Do I get to announce you?
I believe you do.
Hell yeah,
I believe you do.
Announce Brett Morin.
And you announce Hyundai. So what's good enough for Hyundai could be good enough for me.
I would hope so.
Yeah, you announce the guest on Conan O'Brien.
Thank you.
So yeah,
I'm gonna get into it. Come on, I'm gonna be warmed up. I'm gonna be ready to go, man.
Yeah,
I give great intro.
Don't I know it? If someone else comes up and says, "Hey, Brad, I'm gonna announce you," I'm gonna be like, "Fuck off!
Yeah,
you're not gonna announce me. You got a professional fucking announcer right over here. Let's just let him do it."
Unless it's the guy who does the wrestling stuff, the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy.
Ooh, okay. Well, we can't say it because he has a copyright on it.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So we can't say it in that voice.
Can you change Rumble to something else?
Well, yeah. So, like, for instance,
or can you just not even do it in his cadence? Or
yeah, I you know what? I don't
even risk it.
I don't want to get sued.
I don't want this podcast demise to be because we said let's get ready to party.
Yeah, listen. Do you know how many of your candles you'd have to sell to pay for the lawyers?
Boy,
oh,
can I tell you this?
That's the world I don't want to live in.
I just had a vision bubble of of another life of me selling candles on the street and being like, this one's Skittles.
fuck off. I want an M&M scented one. That's way better.
I have a feeling this is not the last time we're going to see this character.
And no, it's not the last time you're going to see Fuck Off.
And I'm not that pumped about it.
It's a hit show.
Oh, God.
We're going to be talking to Dana Carvey, and he's going to be like, oh, Church Lady was my favorite character. He'll be like, fuck off. It was Goth. Don't try to play that bullshit with me, Dana Carvey.
How long did it take you to write this special? How quickly? Because, you know, you say it's been a year since the last one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you probably got it in shape.
Yeah.
Right? Like you...
8 months.
You didn't enter the decathlon until, you know, month eight. But you had the calves by month what, five?
Oh yeah. No, I had the material after 8 months. And then for the last 3.5, I've just been refining it.
Now, is there any sort of stand-up mentor or somebody that, like, how do you figure out, like, oh, cool, like, I want to give myself 3 months to run it? Or did you just say, I'm going to go until I have my end date and I'm going to hopefully have it together?
They told me, like, because when I got close, I started looking around the theaters and where I would want to do it. And the Alex was available on this Saturday, and it was like the only Saturday until like June or August, and I don't want to wait that long. So I was like, all right, that's my date. And that's when I realized, like, all right, I gotta fucking do it. Like, I gotta write. I gotta have it done by then.
Yeah.
So I gave myself a deadline, and then I just started working towards it.
And you are, you feel good about it?
I feel great. My parents are gonna be there. My aforementioned dad, he will be there in the front row. And
front row.
You
don't want him in the back?
No.
You want him right up front?
Right up front.
You want to see him?
Yeah. I want. And
he's a good laugher?
Great laugher. Great laugher.
Because some people would be a little trepidatious about having family members up front because you look down and...
This is also going to be the first time that he's seen all the material that I wrote about him. And that whole...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, dude. You think you're going to cry during the special?
Yeah. I've cried when I've done this material without my dad.
Oh, my God, dude.
So, I don't know. I'm going to
try. All right. Well, hey, Brad Williams fans, if you just want to... For the hey man, fuck his comedy. You just want to see a dwarf cry on stage so you can make a wish? Come Saturday, 8 p.m. to the Alex Theater. The Alex Theater, alextheater.org for your tickets. 8 p.m., Brad Williams' second Showtime special. It's a big fucking deal, man. And I'm super pumped I get to be there. I'm super proud of you. And this is going to be the best. And we will be, we're going to do some banter talk. Pre-show. I'm going to be getting some interviews out with people in line.
Yep.
And we're going to have a little bonus ep post Brad Williams special. So again, come out Saturday night 8. Go online right now. Go online right now. alextheater.org and get your tickets to Brad Williams' second Showtime special and say you were there because you're going to watch it and it's going to be cool to be like, I was there when it happened. And your friends will be like, no, you weren't.
Ah, fuck off. You were there.
You're going to kill it, man. I can't wait.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks for tuning in. pizza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.